Supervisor, we did talk to you on Wednesday. You were not overly optimistic that this was enough time to turn things around. Give us the verdict, if you would.
Well, I think the verdict will be in at about 12 a.m., and that verdict is clearly that the county is going to join the rest of the counties in the Bay Area. Not being the things that are going to be closed, obviously, are fitness centers, places of worship, personal care services, hair salon, barber shops, and malls. And so those things that are indoor, extraordinarily challenging times, obviously.
How are you getting the word out to those businesses?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Obviously, using social media, the county has an alert system, reaching out to various businesses, whether it's through phone, whether it's through technology. Making sure that everyone knows. And I think we've tried to do that the last 3 days, a couple days before that.
Have you been given any guidance as to what this will look like, when the county will next be reevaluated and so forth?
Yeah, it's a really good question. If you look at all the counties, it's one of those things where you get on the list, you get off the list, but getting off the list doesn't mean that your restrictions are lifted. And so those restrictions I had mentioned, obviously, there's been no county, and there have been several counties that have gone on and off the list. And so the administration, the governor's office, is really going to have to take a close look at that, because if there are counties that are able to perform and to stay off the list because of the improvement in their numbers, those restrictions should not remain in place.
So how do you refresh our memory of how you get off the list? What kind of good numbers do you have for how long?
Sure. What you need to do, that number, my understanding is if your numbers are okay. So, for example, if we're able in San Mateo County to improve in the testing area, the criteria is 100 for 100,000, then you get off that list once you're off that list and those other criterias are met. But here is clearly the issue. There are other counties that have gone on and off the list, but still those restrictions remain in place. And so we really need to look at, okay, if counties are able to improve their numbers, those restrictions should be lifted. My understanding is those restrictions have not, when those numbers have improved.